With all the charges we've been having lately, perhaps I should have a charge card. I don't know. I want to direct our attention first to the book of Philippians in the very first verse, where Paul writes, "Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons." And there, what I want to draw out of that verse very simply is that we see the norm for the church. We have the congregation, and among them, a plurality of men called to the two offices: bishop, also called presbyter, elder, and deacon. That's the norm for the New Testament church. And I want to give you a little Greek word, and it's the word diakonos. Diakonos, from which obviously we get the term, the English term, deacon. Diakonos is a servant. And here's just a few places in Scripture where we find that word. It's applied to Timothy by Paul, 1 Timothy 4:6. He writes, "If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good diakonos of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed." So it's applied to Timothy, and it's applied to the very gospel ministry itself in 2 Corinthians 5:18, where the apostle writes, "Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the diakonos-ing, the deaconing, the serving of reconciliation, the ministry of reconciliation." So this word is applied even to the gospel ministry itself, and moreover to the Lord Jesus himself. Did you know that there's a place in Scripture where Jesus is called a diakonos? Romans 15:8. "Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a diakonos to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers." And so, Brother Richard, by setting you apart to the office of diakonos, the office of deacon here at New Life, we are setting you apart to this serving work, this diakononing work. And it's a high calling, and it's one with a promise. Hear the words of our Lord Jesus in Mark chapter 10. "You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you shall be your diakonos." So with what do I charge you, brother? I charge you to do something similar to what you did on your wedding day. Take joy. Indeed, involve your dear wife in serving with you, but I mean take joy in your diakoning, brother, as Jesus did, knowing that his Father would reward him for his diakoning, for his deaconing, for his serving, and who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at God's right hand. And congregation, honor our brother as he takes this office, and know that the apostle also wrote highly of deacons when he said that those who serve well, who have served well as diakonoi, as deacons, obtain for themselves a good standing and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. And I want to conclude with a very specific aspect of this charge to you, brother, and to my brother elders as well, and really to the whole congregation, that we seek out men to share with Richard in this ministry. Let's go back to the verse we started with, Philippians 1:1, where Paul rights to the congregation with its bishops, its elders, and with its deacons. As we saw there, there is a plurality of both bishops and deacons. So work with your elders to find men we can nominate to participate with you in diaconing and bring them before the congregation for their approval as well. For as it was for Adam and Eve in Eden, it's not good for a deacon to serve alone. So brother, we welcome you and we charge you in the Lord's sight to take this office and use it for his glory and honor and the good of New Life Church. Amen.